November 24, bear ye one another's burdens. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? James 2:15 and 16. Any neglect of duty to the needy and to the afflicted is a neglect of duty to Christ in the person of his saints. When the cases of all come in review before God, the question, what do they profess, is never asked, but what have they done? Have they been doers of the word? Have they lived for themselves? Or have they been exercised in works of benevolence, in deeds of kindness, in love, preferring others before themselves, and denying themselves that they might bless others? If the record shows that this has been their life, that their characters have been marked with tenderness, self-denial, and benevolence, they will receive the blessed assurance and benediction from Christ, well done. Our spiritual strength and blessing will be proportionate to the labor of love and good works which we perform. The injunction of the apostle is, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Keeping the commandments of God requires of us good works, self-denial, self-sacrifice, and devotion for the good of others. Not that our good works alone can save us, but that we surely cannot be saved without good works. After we have done all that we are capable of doing, we are then to say we have done no more than our duty, and at best are unprofitable servants, unworthy of the smallest favor from God. Christ must be our righteousness. All around us there are those who have soul hunger and long for love expressed in words and deeds. Friendly sympathy and real feelings of tender interest for others would bring to our souls blessings that we have never yet experienced and would bring us into close relation to our Redeemer, whose advent to the world was for the purpose of doing good and whose life we are to copy. What are we doing for Christ?